Well, good morning, everybody. Pat Powers here with our Community Corner for Friday. Well, this is a very special weekend in the life of a Webster City church. 150 years for St. Paul Lutheran Church. It's my pleasure speaking with Pastor Joe Pearson from St. Paul Lutheran. Pastor Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Not too bad this morning. So we got some wonderful things going on at St. Paul Lutheran.
Yes, indeed. Yes. Yeah, we've got our 150th anniversary this weekend, celebrating 150 years of hope as we remember, as St. Peter says in his first epistle, that God has caused us to be born again to a living hope, and we thank and praise God that for 150 years here at St. Paul's, we've been living in that same hope of Jesus Christ, and pray that the Lord continues to bless us for many years to come.
Fantastic. So let's give kind of a brief history behind St. Paul Lutheran, Joe.
Sure. So St. Paul's, the earliest record of the congregation that we have is from 1874. So at that time, the situation here with the Lutheran churches in Iowa, it was very common for one pastor to be the pastor of a church and then also serve several preaching stations. So our first pastor, Pastor Dorscher, was pastor at St. Paul's in Fort Dodge and also served 9 different preaching stations, of which St. Paul's Webster City was one. And in 1874, the first sanctuary for St. Paul's Webster City was dedicated, and so that's the first on-paper record we have of the congregation, so that's how we reckon the 150th anniversary. They worshipped there for, I believe, about 20 years until they built the church that maybe some of the older listeners will remember on Bank and Prospect, across from where the middle school is now. And then, so that was there from 1893 until we moved to our current sanctuary in 1955, and we've been here ever since.
70 years, and I believe, Joe, the church was used at a time, because I was attending junior high at the time back in the 1970s, another church used the same building, but I think it was torn down well over 45 years ago.
Yes, that's correct. And my understanding is the original parsonage is still there, though. That house next door was our parsonage for many years until the current one was built. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So now we're in nearly 70 years of the church structure there on Beach Street. Mm-hmm. And we've seen a lot of change through the years, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. So the church was built with the intent of also having the parochial school here, because St. Paul's operated a parochial school for many years. The parochial school went away in 1969, but we've continued having school as we still have our preschool to this day, and so we're blessed to have the space to offer that and teach the young ones their ABCs, but also teach them the love of Christ.
Indeed. And how many students attend the preschool this year?
I believe our number is right around 40. I don't have an exact count. Mm-hmm. In fact, I think we had a registration walk-in just this morning, so but somewhere around 40, yeah.
And how many members belong to St. Paul Lutheran, Joe?
St. Paul's, we have about 445 members on the rolls here at St. Paul. That's between our English service and our Laotian service. So combined membership of 445.
I remember one time when the Laotian service was started there, Joe. This was back, I think, in the 1980s or 90s, as the Laotian families came to move into Webster City, and I was a little bit startled that a lot of people running it up and down the corridor of the church right during the service. I thought, this is a little bit different, but anyway, that's what happened. It's in this Laotian program has been going on for a good many years now.
Yeah, since 1997. Is when our Laotian ministry began and continues now to this day. I help lead that with the help of one of our Lao deacons, An Khao Chai, who translates for me, and he leads Bible study and leads the congregation in worship. And it's a blessing to worship together no matter the language.
Indeed. Well, let's talk about what's happening this weekend, Pastor Joe, with some very special activities going on.
Yes, so Saturday at 3 o'clock in the Fellowship Hall, we've got a program going over the history of St. Paul's. So I'll be presenting the historical booklet that we've put together with our anniversary committee, kind of going through the history of St. Paul's, telling some of the stories that maybe people aren't as familiar with. And there will be a number of historical artifacts from the history of the congregation out on display to take a look at. And so it'll be a time of sharing some of those stories and, again, thanking God for the many years of his faithfulness to this congregation. And then we'll have a light reception after that with cake and punch and such. And then Sunday morning, we have our anniversary worship service, so our normal service time of 10 o'clock, so people can hear that right here on KQWC. And we have some sons of the congregation returning. So Pastor Josh Schmidt, who's the son of Pastor Travis Schmidt, who served here for a number of years, has agreed to guest preach for us, so he'll give the message. And also Fred Riemann, who's a son of the congregation, and Jim Freitag, who was our DCE for a number of years, who is now a pastor. He is going to be here for the service as well. So looking forward to the familiar faces coming back and helping lead worship here on Sunday morning.
So, and service starts at 10 a.m. Of course, if you can make it, the service will be on KQWC FM 95.7 and also be streaming on Facebook.
Yes, indeed. Yep.
So looking forward to that. And again, you're more than welcome to attend any of the services, the special service coming up on Saturday afternoon, beginning at 3 at St. Paul Lutheran, and the Sunday worship service, as usual, beginning at 10 a.m.
That's correct, yeah.
Well, again, Joe, on behalf of all of us, we congratulate you and the people at St. Paul Lutheran for some great years since 1874.
Yeah, yes. Well, thank you for all that you do for our community and getting the information out there, and then also helping us get the gospel out on the airwaves.
Very good. Joe Pearson, my guest today on our Community Corner Show. Joe, thanks very much.
Thank you, Pat. Have a blessed day.